Okay, today's daf is Makas Daf Yud Beis. Daf Yud Gimel. And Yud Beis, we're starting on Daf Yud Beis, because we were going to start with the discussion of Tosfos, which we didn't get to yesterday. Tosfos on the Yud Beis on the Aleph, actually just to mention, and then we'll get to today's daf. Tosfos there discussed the Mishnah and the following Gemara. It spoke about if a tree is on the tchum of Yerushalayim, some of the trees outside the tchum, some of the trees inside the tchum. So what exactly is the halacha of that area? So the Mishnah and the Gemara assumed, well, it depends if you're in the branches or if you're in the if you're by the ikar. But Tosfos asks, I don't understand the whole discussion. You're asking if it's in like inside or outside. But Tema, Tosfos asks on Yud Beis Siman Aleph, if you look in Psachim, the Gemara says there that Gagos lo niskanshu. The roofs of Yerushalayim were not niskadesh. Imkein, Maiser Sheni ain ochlan le'ilan. So how can you eat Maiser Sheni on any part of the tree raised up? After all, above the ground, Gagos lo niskanshu. So how do we allow any of it? So Tosfos gives two answers. Yesh Lomar, one answer. Demayri she'anafav mu'atin, she'ein behen arba'a. Maybe what we're talking about here is where you have very thin branches. Delo chashivi. So that's why it's not considered its own rishus. Vavikilu omedes ba'avir keneged karka. It's like you're keneged the karka. That's why if it's very thin branches, so it's like there's nothing there. And it's as if you're on the ground. Od Yesh Lomar, but the second answer, Demayri afilu be'ilan she'anafav merubin. Even if you have a lot of branches, va'avir Yerushalayim ki Yerushalayim. But the avir Yerushalayim is like Yerushalayim. Question is, I thought that was not sure. I thought the question was that it's not like Yerushalayim. So that's what all the Achronim try to figure out what exactly Tosfos means. If you look in the back, the Marsha says what Tosfos is really driving at is avir Yerushalayim is ki Yerushalayim, but avir ha'azara is not like the azara. And when the Gemara meant Gagos lo niskanshu, it meant specifically in the Azara. The Azara of the Beis HaMikdash, that's what the Gemara there was referring to. That's what the Marsha suggests here. Ratzalomer, delo amru de Gagos lo niskanshu, elo ba'avir Azara. Delo avik Azara, aval hacha, avir Yerushalayim, avik Yerushalayim. You've got to think about the lumdus there. What's the difference between Yerushalayim and the Azara? The Azara Kedusha doesn't go up. But the avir Yerushalayim does go up. That's the Marsha. If you look at the Maharam also there, on the bottom, asks Tosfos Kasha, and quotes Tosfos, and then he explains, maybe the difference, the pshat of the second answer is, that Dafka al gagos sha'al gabe habatim lo niskadesh, aval ha'avir sha'al gabe ha'ilon niskadesh afilu al rakia. A more fundamental answer. When it comes to a house, so a house is a real hefsik, and therefore above that floor, it's not going to be makudosh. But if you don't have a break, you don't have a tree, even if a tree is thick, it's not the same hefsek, and therefore the Kedusha will go up. That's the Maharam's understanding of Tosfos. Again, a house might break the Kedusha, but the Elon will not break the Kedusha. But big nafkamina, what about the heir of the Azara? According to the Maharam's understanding of Tosfos, then the heir of the Azara is also Kadosh. As long as it's not above, you know, one of the hallways, one of the rooms, one of the lockers that went around the Azar. Big Nafkamina, you let it fly over there in an airplane. Right? So one of the Nafkaminas. Another heter of the flying could be what's called Ohel Zaruk. Ohel Zaruk, is that called Ohel, not called an Ohel, a throne Ohel? That's a sugya, which we're not going to get into now, but that's why generally there are no, besides for safety reasons, besides that, But even separate from that, we generally don't fly over Harabayas because of halachic issues that might come up. The same issue comes up with flying over cemeteries. Does the tumah go up? Again, you might not say all of these are the same issue, but this is an important tosis with the Achronim trying to understand what he means. Yer Sameach also discusses this tosis. He says maybe it's a special din by Karban Pesach. Over there, the Gemara in Pesach was about Karban Pesach. Maybe Karban Pesach has a special din lechumra. You're not supposed to eat Karban Pesach up in the air. Again, that's another derech to understand. Okay, yeah.
He's standing on the ground here.
Sorry? Here, right. Tosfos is assuming that when it says nof, it means you could be in the nof. That's what he's assuming, right? If you say that the whole Gemara is all about on the floor, next to the trunk, or on the floor under the branches, then it's not a question. Tosis is assuming that the nof here means in the branches itself. Okay, let's go. Mishnah Yud Beis Mabeis Harag Ba'osa Ha'ir Gola Mishchuna L'Shchuna. Let's say somebody who has his fortune is not changing. He's in the Yer Miklat and then he kills again B'Shogeg. What do you do with him? So he goes from neighborhood to neighborhood within that same Yer Miklat. Why? Because he can't switch our Miklats. He can't go out of the Yer Miklat. He's already there. So what do you do? So you have to switch neighborhoods in the Yer Miklat. Ben Levi Gola Meir La'ir. But if a Levi in his Yer Miklat kills B'Shogeg, then he can't switch. Because he was never put there in the first place that he has an issur to leave. So he's let it switch from ear to ear. Tana Rabbanan, v'sabti l'cha mako mechulu. So let's darshan that pasuk. V'sabti l'cha b'chayecha. I will place for you, that means in your life. What does that mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu was promising Moshe Rabbeinu that he will be zoche to separate some of these Arei Miklat. V'sabti l'cha. Right, I will place with you makom a makom mim komcha from your places. Maybe this could be one of the Ari Levim from your place, Moshe Rabbeinu. Asher yanus shama milamed shehoyu Yisrael maglin by midbar. What is that? He'll run there. So we darshan that it means that they even had places of refuge in the desert, in the midbar, where lahechlin maglin lamachna leviya. So just like they used to go to Ir Leviim, so they used to go to Machane Leviya. That's what they used to run to in the Midbar. Because people killed B'Shogeg even in the Midbar. The Anan did not protect that. Mikan Amru, from here we say, the Mefarshim say, it's not going Dafka right on the previous line, but in general, on this Mishnah. Mikan Amru, Ben Levi Shaharag, Golem Miplach Laplach. A Ben Levi that kills, she should go from plach to plach. Rashi says it means Medina, which the Bach sends means ear, like the Mishnah said. You go from city to city. Vim go lapalcho, palcho kolto. And if he doesn't want to go, he doesn't want to move neighborhoods within his ear, so it's okay. The city will be kolate him. Amar vacha breder of Ika, Mikra. How do you know that the Levi could really stay in his city, but just switch areas? Ki be'ir miklato yeshev. Ir shekaltaso kfar. He should sit in his ear miklat, the city that already was protecting him all these years, kaltaso kfar, it's okay, he could stay there. Also the same thing, that if he kills a second time, a non-Levi, he could just go mishchuna l'shchuna. That pasuk could also teach me that. Good. Mishnah. Kayotze bo. Similarly. Some Rishonim take out the word similarly, because it doesn't seem to be really connected to the previous Mishnah. The Ritva says, maybe it is connected to the previous Mishnah. In what way? Says the Ritva. I'll read it to you. Yesh Mishayish Shagorsin Kayotze Bo. Some have the Gersa. Umachki Le Rabbanan. But most Rabbanan take it out. V'nirash Yesh Limchok L'Kayima Gersa. Right? Because earlier, how could you give shot? Earlier we said that a Ben Levi goes from city to city, even Vafal Pisha Kol Mafalcho, even though he could just stay in his place, but you still go from city to city. Why? If he can't stay in the same city, why does he have to leave? Because that's galus. Part of kapara is going to a different place. So too, in the following case, we also try to make him feel lowly and feel like he's in galus, even though b'di'eved, he's going to be able to get the covet, as we will see in a second. Kayotzibo. Rutseach shagalal ir miklato, or rutseach that goes to an ir miklat. V'ratzu achi ir lachabdo, and the first Shabbos, they want to give him shlishi. He comes to an ir miklat, and he wants to say, oh, look at this special person that came. They want to give him shlishi. Yom alahem rutseach ani. He's got to tell them, I killed B'Shogeg. That's why I'm here. You don't have to give me so much covet. You know, I'm here not because I want to be here. And he says that. Amru lo afal pikein. But then they say to him, don't worry, we know, we want to give you the covet anyway. We know you were a shogeg. We know that, you know, you're a really good guy. So, yikabo mehen. Once he says once that, you know, I killed B'Shogeg, and they say, afal pikein, he could accept it. He could accept the covet. But l'chachilo, he's supposed to try to feel like he's in galus, not get the covet. That's the kayotzebo, says the Ritva. How do you know that? How do you know that he only has to say it once and then accept it? Shenemar v'zeh dvar harotzeach. So we see dvar is just one word, singular. Dvar harotzeach, that's the drasha, that he only has to say it once, and that's it. Vayter, ma'alim hayu schayla levim, divrei Yehuda. The levim used to get schar from these people who used to come, Rabbi Yehuda says. Rabbi Meir, Omer lo yaman l'lem schar. They wouldn't. What exactly is schar? So Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi here says they used to pay rent. You pay rent if you have used to live in the your levium, even though it's not your choice. You're renting a house, you're renting an apartment. You got to pay rent to the levium, right? Doesn't matter. It might be for a very long time, might be for a very short time. Depends on the kohen gadol. But you have to give schar. Tosfos says a little differently. Tosfos says you pay taxes in the city. Pirish rotzchem abayim v'darim sham tzrichim mahalos mas va'arnuna l'levium delotema gzeres hamelach alavim la'akevosam be'iram. So Gzeres HaKasev, for them to be there. No, Dozer says they're considered residents of the town, and they have to pay taxes. Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. The Ritva, the Aruch Laner says, Nafgamina between them, is Devadai Schardira Doma Litzora Gufo Sha'al HaRotzeach L'Shalim. Rent is a more probable payment. But if you say you pay one and not the other, it would be rent, because that's specifically Hana that he's getting. So the Aruch Laner says Rashi might not agree to Tosfos, even though Tosfos would probably agree to Rashi. That's the Aruch Laner Sa'ara. Because rent is a more of a probable payment. Paying taxes, that's already have to be a Toshav, not just, you know, renting. So that's why he says not enough Kamina, but he says he thinks it might only go in one direction, that who would agree with who. Continuing, Vechozer Lisrara. And the Goel, the one who went into Galus, when he returns to his city, he goes back to his original position. Vechozer l'srara, shahayaba, that he had. Div Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, lo hayachozer l'srara shahayaba. Again, another machlokes, he does not return to his position. Amar of Kahana, discussing this machlokes. Machlokes, b'sheish, demar, savar, lochem l'klita. The machlokes is by the 6 special Ari Miklat cities, not by the other 42. Whether he has to, machlokes about whether you have to pay rent or not. That's by the 6. Demar savar lochem l'klita. One says, lochem, the city should be for you. Lochem, just for protection. Umar savar lochem l'chol tzarchechem. It'll be for you for all your needs. You're not going to have to pay. These cities will be for you, period. Avo barbo mushtayim. But in the other 42 cities that we said are collate when you go in there, ladas, divrei akol, hayumay lem schar. So then for sure, you have to pay the rent there. Amalei Rava, no. Rava says, Havade lochem l'chol tzarchechem mashma. Lochem for sure means for all your needs. And therefore, you shouldn't have to pay. So El Amar Rava has a different version. Machlokes barbam v'shtayim. The machlokes is about the other 42. Demar savar va'alehem titnu. The others should be upon these 6. Ki hanach, just like these others, l'klita. Just like these 6 are l'klita for protection, so to the other 42. Umar savar va'alehem titnu ki hanach. The others should be like these 6 in all ways. Mahanach l'chol tzarchechem, af harinami l'chol tzarchechem. They should be for all your needs. Avol b'sheish divri akol lo hayam alam schar. But these 6, for sure, you don't have to pay schar. So it's a machlokas between Rava and Rav Kahana. How do we look at this machlokas in the Mishnah? Continuing. Chozel esrara shahayaba. V'chulu. The Mishnah said in machlokas whether he goes back to his original position. Tanu Rabbanan. Vishav el mishpachto v'el achuzas avosav yashuv. That pasuk is by Avadim, going back in the years of Yovel, Evan Ivri, going back to his family. He goes back to his family and to his achuzas avos. So l'mishpachto hushav eino shav l'mashiach ziku avosav. Div Rebbe Yehuda. Just like Rebbe Yehuda darshes in our Mishnah, he darshes it by Avadim too. He goes back to his family, but he does not go back to the position that his father held. Rabbi Meir Omer, Afu Shalom Hashach Zigo Avosav. He does go back to what his father's position was. El Achuzas Avosav, Ka Avosav. He goes back to the Achuzah of his father, just like his father. And that's by Avadim. And then the Brisa adds, V'chein Bigola. And the same Achlokis is by in Rotzeach B'Shogeg, going back from an ear Miklat. Kshu Omer Yashuv, L'Rabos is HaRotzeach. When it says Yashuv, in the pasuk by Ir Miklat, Yashuv HaRotzeach, that's an extra word. So it's to include a Rotzeach. A Rotzeach goes back to the same way, the same machlokas as we have by Evan. My Vechein Begola, what exactly is Vechein Begola? Kidatanya, where is the drasha? As follows. As the Brisa says, Yashuv HaRotzeach El Eretz Achuzaso. The Eretz Achuzaso Hushav The Eino Shav the Bashi Echzigu Avosav. Div Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says the word Yashuv is the same halacha as an Eved. It does not go back to the original position. Rabbi Meir Omer, Afu Shav the Bashi Echzigu Avosav. He does go back to what his father's position was. Gamar Shiva Shiva Mehasam. It's Xerishava, Yashuv, Yashuv. It says Yashuv by an Eved going back by Yovel. It says Yashuv here by a Roseach. So Rabbi Meir has a Xerishava. So just like he says over there, he does return. So too he returns over here. Okay, a couple of points that we have related to this sugya. Again, this is the an issue that comes up in a number of places in Shas, and that is going back to previous positions. It comes up in discussions of Bali Tvila. It comes up in discussions of Rabbanim. Is it automatic to the next, once I do it once, do I automatically get to do it the following year? It has to do with, if a father has a position, does a son get a position? So, first, we'll start with the Ritva. The Ritva in this Mishnah. First of all, the Ritva says, why does the Mishnah talk about going back to my position, and the Brisa says talks about going back to my father's position? Shechziku Avosav, that's the Brisa. Well, the Mishnah is about his own position. So the Ritva just said, it's telling you a chiddush of each position, of each opinion. Without playing on words. The Mishnah said, Machlokes, about your position, so the Chiddush is there, even your own position, Rabbi Yehuda says, you don't go back to. The Braisa says, the position of Hechziku Avosav, so the Chiddush there is, Rabbi Meir says, you even go back to the position of your father, even though you never had that position, and that's the Chiddush, Rabbi Meir, that you go back to that position. So that's first the opinion of the, Ritva. And then the Ritva says, the Efshar, before he gets into the general issue, the Efshar, Sha'af Rabbi Yehuda lo nechla kan, ela b'shvichas damim, o b'shenim karvanasa eved. This is the Ritva talking. The Ritva says, maybe the whole discussion here is only by a murderer, by a rotzeach, and by an eved. What about any other avera? What about any other avera? Ela, avo b'shar averas da'alma, kol shechazar b'tshuva shlema, afilu l'chadchila, mimanin oso, l'kol hara'ilo. It could be our whole discussion is bidafka, only by avadim and by murderers. But let's say somebody is mechallel Shabbos, and he goes into rehabilitation, he goes into rehab for chillel Shabbos, and then he comes back, and he's better. Could we give him any position that he had recently, beforehand? So the Ritva says, yeah. It's Dafka Shvichas Davim and others. Right? Or Afilu Mumar, Shechozer B'tshuva Shlema. Somebody is a Chozer, he's B'tshuva Shlema. V'chein Nire L'Bale Atosvos. Bale Atosvos seem to say this. Why? Because Heim Hitiru Kohen Shehemir V'chozer B'tshuva Shlema L'Nesiyas Kapayim. Ma She'en Kein Barotzeach. The Bale Atosvos says the Ritva allowed a Kohen Ba'al Avera to Duchin after he did Shuva. Mashe'e ke'en a murderer, Bishum Tichziv, Be Yedechem Damim Yileu, V'chein Das Mori HaLevi Zal. This is a big sugya, right? Where is this Ritva quoted? Ba'al Yatosvos is in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch quotes in Machlokas, between the Mechaber and the Ramah. The Mechaber quotes in Kuf Chav Ches, that's the big long simon about Nesiyas Kapayim, one long simon in beginning of Chelek Beis of Mishnah Berurah, says the Shulchan Aruch, Kohen Shaharag Asanefesh, Afilu B'Shogeg, Lo Yises Kapav. Afilu Asa Tshuva. Even Shogeg, even Tshuva. Shulchan Aruch does not allow it. That's the Shulchan Aruch, and that might be the custom of the Sfaradim to follow the Shulchan Aruch. Says the Mishnah, says the Ramah, V'yesh Omrim, V'masa Tshuva Nose Kapav. The Ramah says if he did tshuva, that we get duchid. V'yesh lahakel abale tshuva shlo linol delas bifneihem v'hachi nahug. Says the Ramah, minag is to be meko because we don't want to close the door to bale tshuva. If he knows he's never going to get to duchid again, he'll say, I'm never going to be able to be a real kohen anyway. What a kohen do anyway bizman hazeh? They duchid. Right? If I'm not going to get to duchid, that might prevent it from doing tshuva. Right? But what about the Shulchan Aruch? Why does the Shulchan Aruch say you're not allowed to? Based on those, right, the Ritva quoted these Bali Tosas. Why does the Shulchan Aruch say no? So the Mishnah Berurah explains that even though he did tshuva, but still there's a concept called Ein Kategor Nasa Sanegor. And if these hands were used for murder, even b'shogeg, it can't. It can't be used for a bracha. Tibidai melo shaharagas ha-nefesh, Ein roi lises kapav, afal pishas ha-tshuva. That's a big, and it comes up. Where does it come up, Lamaisa? Comes up, Rav Avadya has a tshuva. What happens if a Kohen, Rachmana Litzlan, killed somebody in a car accident? Might come up. right? Kill somebody in Chavadas, Chelak Hay, Simin Tezayin. Cohen Shahayanoid Bimachonit, Vigaram Lutuna Katlanit, Haim Rashai Lisa Kappa, Bibrechas Kahanim. Levarechas Yisrael, can he do this? He goes through all of the Rishonim, he goes through all the Bali Tosfos and all the different places. We discussed this in Sanhedrin, Daflamet Hay, I think that was the last place we discussed this. So Rav Avadia says, Gam benido shalanu, shakoin are you know a bereche, vegarm leivodo nefesh be Yisrael, mach meshenog be mehiris mufrezes. If it's his fault, if he was speeding, if he went, didn't follow all the traffic laws, o mepnei shalot sayis letamror, o sha'aver avera acheres al chukei atnua. Let's say he was talking on a cell phone, or whatever it is, against the law, hare shikagasa ola zadon, v'nifsa lalos l'duchen v'lisa kapa v'brechas kohanin, inkat hegar nachas es an egar. If it's any drop of his fault, says Rav Avadia, even if it was a shogeg, but if it's him, right, that shogeg is considered mason, and therefore he can't duchen. Why the kolshikade benoig berecha b'mehiras mefrezes shakana harbe yoser retzinis she'en b'afsharuso la'atar mechonim miyak kashiyirtze. We got to realize a car is a serious tool that we have. It's a kli katalani bioter va'olamod lefgol esakin chayy adam, and therefore it's car of lepshia. But says Rav Avadia, if there was no fault from his own, imlo haisa ko rashlanas b'tzidah shel hanahag, and he was going exactly following all the traffic laws, and suddenly biltit safui, something totally unexpected, he couldn't have known about it. Rachman al aslan, somebody runs in front of the car from the side, and it was the person's fault because he didn't look. Ba'ofas shadavar haya ba'ones gamur, that's a total ones. So now we get to a machlokas achronim, shogei kar v'ones. What do you say there? He says. Regarding the bracha, I'm choshesh for the bracha of Atala. Regarding the bracha. But if he wants to duchin itself, so then he can duchin. Again, he's not ready to say the bracha, because again, the bracha is extra. But to duchin is so, right, nobody will know about the bracha. Right, everybody's out there the Talos, unless he's the only one calling there. He's the only calling there, maybe, yeah. But if he's not the only calling there, he says, at least you have a Svek Sfeker to rely on. Classic Rav Avadia, relying on Svek Sfeker for Psak. Maybe the halacha is like the post-game that Shuva works. And even if the halacha is not like the post-game that Shuva works, maybe the halacha is that Shogi Karav La'onis can be Nosei Kapav. And therefore, he says, I will allow him to duchin, in this case. Then he says, Sikum, koi shadanga ben mechonit, vagon latuna katlanit, he can't duchin, vafilum yatsa zakai vedino. Even if he gets off on a, right, we try to get off from, not to lose any points, still, if he's yodea pa'atmo shenera gadam yisrael yado, also lisa kapav, sheish paze isra brachal vatala. Amna machenu ashkenazim, ayotzim biad rama, Mikilim bazeh imaya bedaver b'shkaga v'asa tshuva. Aval anu kibalnu haras barana shulchan aruch shepazak afilu har nefer b'shogeg. You can't be nosei kapav. But if it's an onis gomur, that's what he says. So then rashay lisa kapav. He doesn't specify again at the end without a bracha. He just says rashay lisa kapav. He's note in the tshuva not to make the bracha. V'kolshkenem enifka lo meis miyad al achar kama yamim sheish lahakel al bal balei tshuva. Okay, but that is again a very important halacha lemaisa tshuva. So that is that. But then comes up by in Nisias Kappa. But then the Ritva has one more paragraph, which is very halachal ma'isa. The Agavurchin. Agavurchin, let me say, says the Ritva. Shmamina mishmaitzin. You know what you see from our sugya? Dekol sheikh ziku avosa mishum minui visrara. If anybody ever has a position, and who roi lakach, shu kam takas avosa, he's right to have the position after his father. So then we say, he is zoche. Shol nechluku kam, the only machlokas is somebody doesn't have there, can he go back to it? But if he's there, and he's right to get the next position, so then he is zoche to get it. V'chein ra'isi b'tshuva l'Rabbeinu Meir al-Levi Zal al-inyan shliach tzibur. Again, this is a sugya that comes up. There's many tshuvas. If you want to look at the Shurim Tzvian HaBalacha here, he has four columns of tshuvas, Chassam Sofer, Shnor de B'Yehudas, all about, once a chazan does something, is there any chazakah in positions of mitzvahs? That's the sugya. Somebody lanes, right? That's why many times the shul say to the when they give the positions out, this is on tonight, that there's no chazaka, right? If somebody's a chazan, if somebody's a rav, let's say somebody's son is fitting to be the next rav, maybe the community doesn't want the son. Again, this comes up in all different areas. Just to quote you one Mordechai, and then we'll go on to the next parak. The Mordechai says, in Baba Basra. Mordechai says, Nishal l'ram. This is Tavkuf Lama Gimel. Al Adam Shaya Rogil B'Shum Mitzvah Kigon Biglila. O B'Sefer Torah Shnia. The Iru Oneso Oni. Right, something happened. He used to get a position. And let's say there was somebody who paid for a certain kibbutz every year. And that business wasn't so good. So he couldn't pay for it for 2-3 years. But then he got his money back. Let's say he bought Maftar Yon every year. Right, so the question is, does he get it back? So Mordechai says, yes. Nirish achozel mitzvaso, kivat shemach was onso he niach shahaya ani, the ata bircho Hashem, the yesh lokel yado, k'derin perakama de yoma. So it's like in Yoma, once the Kohen Gadol has carry, and then he put another Kohen Gadol inside, so when he gets the first Kohen Gadol gets better, so he goes back, and he says, lo gara meiro tseyach shegalol ari miklat, shechozel iro babisas Kohen, shechozel isro shechuzko avosel Rabbi Meir, and even Rabbi Yossi is only based on a pasuk, but otherwise he would allow it. But again, can't pasuk it from one Mordechai. But all of these are different issues that come up in this sukkah. Good. Second, third parak. Hadalaki lo golan ve elu hein halokin. Now we get into why this mesecta is called makas. Elu hein halokin, which is the basis of the mesecta. So these are the following people. Baale averas get makas. This is not an exhaustive list. Right, each one of these cases, right? He could have listed off the first Mishnah Krisus, lists off all the 36 Krisus that you got Krisus for. Most of them are Chiyuv Malkus also. But the Mishnah here, the Chiddush is that in each of these cases, there's some aspect of Chiddush. That's why it doesn't list off all of them. Right, every time you get every lav in the Torah. Elu hein halokin. Haba al achoso, v'al achos aviv, v'al achos imo, v'al achos ishto, v'al eishes achiv, v'al eishes achi aviv, v'al anida. All of those, that grouping, the Chiddush is, Rashi explains, in the last line of the first Rashi, V'chein berubam yesh tevar Chiddush. All of these are ever Chiddush. So this first group are Chayvei Krisus. So the Chiddush of the Mishnah is, he takes some of the Krisus, that all of these have Malkus, even though you're going to get Kares. So you might say that the principle of Kimle B'Drabim Mine applies, right? You can't get two punishments. The answer is no. We paskin that Kimle does not apply to Kares. We'll see, there are those Tanoim that say it does. But our Mishnah goes like the opinion that there is no Kimle by Kares, and therefore they would get Malkus in this case. Next, Almana l'Kohen Gadol, Grusha v'Chalutza l'Kohen Hedyot. Again, these Isurim of a Kohen, Mamzeres v'Nesina li'Yisrael, that's an Isur Daraisa. Again, Mamzeres v'Nesina. What are the Chiddush of those cases? We will see. Well, Mamzeres v'Nesina, Grusha and Chalutza and Amana, we'll get to the Chiddush in a minute because it's going to be another similar case. Mamzeres v'Nesina liYisrael might be because it's not an Isser that applies to every single person, right? A Mamzer Kabari and Mamzeres. So you might say it's not an Isser, Hashava Bakol, it's not strong enough to get Malkus. The answer it is. Bas Yisrael, the Nasin l'Mamzer, or the opposite. Right? A Mamzer is a Mamzer. We know Mamzer Mamzeres, a child born from an Ashes Ish out of wedlock. And a Nasin, that's a Machlokas Rishonim, the Nesinim. Nesinim, at one point, Yeshua and Binun was gozer on them, not to marry it to them. But at some point, Rov Rishonim say, Nasin came to mean, it came to be included in the Isser D'Araisa of Losis Chatinbam. Some say originally, some say later. Again, it's discussion in the Rishonim. But Pashtus now, Rashi says, it's included in Losis Chatinbam in Isser D'Araisa. Next, Amana Vigrusha. Why is Amana Vigrusha here? What if you have a woman who's both? You have a woman whose husband died, and then she married someone else, and then she got divorced. So she is an Amana and a Grusha. So chayav and alei mishum shnei shemos. So then, if a kohen lives with her, two averus. If a kohen gadol lives with her, aman of a grusha v'chalutza eino chayv ela mishum achas bilvad. But a grusha and chalutza, you only get one malchus. Why? Why do you only get one malchus for grusha and chalutza? So Rashi says, machlokas Rashi at Tosfos. Rashi says, why do you only get one? Because chalutza is not mefurash bikra. That's Rashi. Chalutza is not mefurish bikra. Rashi seems to be holding there like an opinion that chalutza is daraisa. Tosva says we don't hold that way. Tosva is birbaskal grusha. Pirusha kodesh bishav grusha v'chalutza demaisi la v'isha grusha mashmi l'pirusha v'chalutza l'chuda ikamakos daraisa. V'ze'eino, chalutza is only darabanan. If a woman has chalitza dantra, it's nisa darabanan to a kohen, not a daraisa. So says Tosva, no. Drabanan. What's the chiddush of the Mishnah that is drabanan? That if you get Malkus d'Araisa, you don't get Malkus d'Rabanan. That's the chiddush. You don't get Malkus Mardus. But it's the Rabbanan. That's what it means. The last few lines of Tosfos. Loke b'malkus to Gerusha shehid araisa v'lalaki makas mardis the Rabbanan. That's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. But don't say it's a daraisa. That's number first. As Machlokas in Rashi and Tosfos had to understand that line. Continuing, hatame she'achal atzakodesh. Somebody tame eats something that is kodesh, a karban or truma. V'haba el ha mikdash tame. Somebody walks into the base of mikdash tame. V'ochel chelav adam enosar. Somebody eats any of these chelav non kosher fats, dam or nosar. Upigol. Pigel, which we'll have a lot to talk about next year. Pigel is part of a carbon that the Kohen thought that he was going to either eat or sprinkle the dam shelo bizmano after the proper time. So that carbon is pigel, so I'm not allowed to eat it. V'tame, or if somebody eats a tame carbon, v'ashoket v'amala b'chutz, or shchutechutz, I shech the carbon, or I burn a carbon outside the Beis HaMikdash. Again, the Gemara will talk about it and what exactly is the chiddush of each of these. Rashi quotes all the psukim. V'ha'ochel chametz b'pesach, or if I eat chametz b'pesach, v'ha'ochel v'osa malacha b'yom kippurim, all these are chayvei krisus, eat or do malacha yom kippur, v'ha'mefateim es ha'shemen, if I create the oil, the shemen ha'mishcha, with the exact measurements and ingredients that Moshe Rabbeinu made, right, pasukim in Pasha Kisisa, if I make the exact ingredients of the oil, v'hamefatim es haktores, or I make the ktores, doesn't mean you make all of the separate ones, right? In the Klei HaMikdash Museum in Yerushalayim, so they have all of the ingredients, but they didn't mix them together with the exact measurements. So that's the Isser. The Isser is mixing them all together in the exact way. V'fatim es haktores. V'hasach b'shemen ha'mishcha. Or if I use the shemen, if I not only made it, but if I smeared it on me, that's also a separate issur d'oraisa. Next, via ochel nevelos v'treifus, shkatzim u'ramasim. If I eat all of these, a piece of nevela, non-kosher, meat from an animal that was not shechted properly, v'treifus, that was Reb Chaim's bar mitzvah pshetel, they say the difference between nevela and treifa. Treifa is an animal that had shechita, but had some other problem with it. Nevela is an animal that didn't have shechita. So the question is, are those two Isurim related or not? Are they two separate Isurim like I just explained? Or maybe there's a relationship between them that even a treifa might not have a heter shechita while Nevela didn't have a maitzah shechita. So there's discussions in Reb Chaim Svarim on that. Nevela is a treifas. Shkatzim u'ramasim. Or if I eat any insect. Ochal tevel u'maiser rishon shlo nitlo trumaso. Somebody eats tevel, food that did not have any trumas or maisers taken off of it, or even if somebody eats maiser rishon that still has trumas maiser in it. We know Levi gets maiser rishon and he has to give a tenth of that trumas maiser to the kohen. That has the status of truma. So if somebody eats maiser rishon that did not have truma taken off of it, that is all. What's the chiddush of these cases now? These are misa b'dei shamayim. Earlier ones were kares. And now these are Misa B'dei Shemayim, so that is the Chiddush. U'maiser Sheni v'Hekdesh Shelo Nifto, or Maiser Sheni and Hekdesh, if I eat it outside Yerushalayim, without being poda it, right? So that also is not allowed. I saw one of the Achronim ask on the, there's a question on the Shar HaMelech. The Shar HaMelech has a Shita that says, if somebody eats Tevel, or if somebody eats, Meiser Sheni or Hekdesh Shelo Niftu, can you be mafrish, the Trumas of Meiseris afterwards? There is a Shar HaMelech, without getting into the details, Shar HaMelech says that, asked the question. The Shar HaMelech asked the question. Shar HaMelech says there are some Achronim that say you can be mafrish Trumas or Meiseris after you already ate from Tevel. Ask the Shar HaMelech, isn't that always Hasra Asafik then? I eat from Tevel, I'm Chai Misa B'dei Shemayim, and then I'm going to be Mafra Shumas or Maisos from it, so it came down my Mela that I... Is it still Usher because it was Tevel when I ate it or not? So always when this comes up, so the Shar HaMelech discusses that, and the Achron is a big discussion in the Achronim on the Mishnah. Once you're Mafrish the Tevel, do you say that it's retroactively, this was always the Truma, and this was always the Chulin, or do I say at the moment it was Tevel, and that can never change? And even if later on I'm Mafrish it, I still get the Aveira from before. That's a discussion. If you look under Rashi Pasach Frank's Svarim, he discusses that as well. But that is a discussion on Tevel and Maaser Sheni and Hekdesh that was on Nifta. Finishing up, says the Mishnah, Kama Yochum Natevel V'Hei Chayev, how much Tevel do you have to eat to be Chayev? Reb Shimon Omer Kalshu, any tiny amount of tevel. V'chachamim omrim kizayis. You need a kizayis of tevel, like every iser achila. Who's the chiddushita here? L'chor Reb Shimon. So Amar Lahem Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon says, 1 minute. Yet modem li ba'ochel nemala kol shu shuchayiv. Don't you admit to me that if you eat an ant, you're going to be chayiv? An ant is tiny. An ant is smaller than a kizayis. So amrulo mipnei shehi kibir yasa. No, that's different because that's called birya. That's called an entire item. An entire item is aser even if it's less than a kizayis. But this is not an entire item. Amar Lahem says Reb Shimon. Yes, it is. Af chita achas kibir yasa. 1 grain of wheat is a birya. So this is going to be a discussion in the Gemara. Just to quote you here, birya is a very important and large topic. How do you define birya? How do you define birya? Its own entity. So if you look in Tosis, this is what comes up in Chulin. Tosis in Chulin, Daf Sadik Vav, comes up in Gid Anasha. Tosis in Chulin, Daf Sadik Vav says, what's the definition of birya? Why isn't Aver Menachai birya? Right, Aver Menachai, a limb of a live animal. Ma'ishna de Aver Menachai va'of tamei v'gid v'sheretz chashivi tfei birya mi nevela tahora, piece of nevela. Why is that also a birya? What's the definition of birya? So Tosfos says no. Dechi Amar Rachmana lo sochal gid lo sochal of tamei v'chein Aver Menachai ki ilu pireish bein begado bein katan. The Torah says don't eat a gid. Don't eat the gid anasha. Torah doesn't specify a big gid, a small gid. It's a gid, whatever a gid is. When the Torah says, don't eat a tame bird. The Torah says, don't eat an ant. So the Torah is not specifying big or small. If you eat the ant, that's what it's called. But the Torah says, don't eat nevela, a piece of nevela. So a small piece of nevela and a big piece of nevela. So the Torah doesn't specify. It says Tosfos, of a nevela, chatichanami mashma nevela. V'chein tevel. Tosfos says, you have to... He tries to work it out. What exactly does the Torah mean when the Torah says, don't eat this? If the Torah says, don't eat gid, don't eat this, don't eat that, everything must be included in that. Because the Torah doesn't specify. But if somebody says, if the Torah says, don't eat a piece of something, then you have the right to assume that it goes by regular measurements, and that's kizayis. That's Tosfos. A little difficult to know exactly when the Torah means each one. But a little clearer is the Rashba. The Rashba, and all the Chachmei Sfarad and Chulin, Daf Tzadik Tes says, Birya has 3 requirements. 3 requirements to be called birya, at least according to them. Number 1, birya is only an iser mitchilaso. It was born usser. That's number 1. An ant was born usser. That's birya. A piece of an animal, a tummy bird, that was born usser. Number 1. A shur haniska is not going to be called birya because it wasn't born usser. Says the Rashba. Number 1, it was born usser. Number 2, something that when you split it, avol davar she'avat shmo kishenechlak, zen nikra birya. Does it keep its name when you cut it in half? That's the second requirement. Kon tzipar tmeya, ba'udenu shalem nikra tzipar, v'im nechtach eno kari, elachaticha shalof tameh. If you split it and it's not called the same name, so then before you split it, it's called birya. A piece of nevela, it's nevela now, it's nevela after you cut it. So that's number 2. It has to lose its name when you cut it, so it's only birya before you cut it. Number 3 says the Rashba, Einu kari birya ela birias neshama. It's got to be alive. It's got to be alive. Kagon tzipar o gid, shahaya lo chiyas ba'ora behemachaya, ava birya she'en la neshama lo mikri birya. So that he quotes the Gemara that we're going to have in the Gemara. So what about, is a piece of grain alive? That alive? So Reb Shimon, if you go by these definitions, yes. But again, this is not so clear. If this is all in the teeth of Reb Shimon, the Gemara is going to discuss this. When does this come up with Maisa? Suppose it comes up in Bittel. You have a whole bug that falls into, you have to be worried about bugs, even though a bug is tiny. But the other issue, if you don't want to talk about Isurim, it comes up regarding Brachas. What about... eating, where does it come up? Eating a grape. The Shulchan Aruch advises not to eat 1 grape. Shulchan Aruch's advice, never stop at 1. Either eat 0 or 5. Why? Because 1 grape is pretty small, and you're not sure if you're going to have to make a bracha achrona. Tosfos and Brachas, it's a suffix about that. How many places in Shulchan Aruch does the Shulchan Aruch advise you not to eat something? Nachon, Sibin Reish Yud. Nachon Lizar Shlo Lecho Birya Pachos Mikazayas. V'lo Mikir Birya Ela Machalo Kamo Shehi. And that's what he says, that you shouldn't eat. V'yesh mistafkin lomar, shal davar shu kibir yaso, kagon gargir shal enav, o shal rimon, one enav. Right, anavim with a singular grape. Enav shebavarch lachrav al vishem bo kazayis lakach nochal lizayir shalecho birya pachad bekazayis. Don't just eat one. Right, you got to eat more than that because you're worried. Maybe this is also birya. Viter says the Gemara. Chayvi krisis katani, chayvi misas bezin lo katani. The Mishnah says chayvi krisis you're going to get malchus for, but chayvi misas bezin not. Matzis and mani Rabbi Akiva he. The Mishnah's Rabbi Akiva's opinion. Detanya echad chayvi krisis vechad chayvi misas bezin. Priest of Misa Bezdin, Yeshna Bechal Malkas Arboim, Devi Rabbi Yishmol. Rabbi Yishmol says, you get Malkas even for Chayvei Misa's Bezdin. That is Rabbi Yishmol's opinion. Now, at this point, we think that means, even if you warned him for Misa and Malkas, you get both. Right? He does not hold of Kimla here. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Chayvei Krisis, Yeshna Bechal Malkas Arboim. Only Chayvei Krisis. You could get Malkus. Why? Because after all, you could prevent yourself from getting Kares. Shemasu tshuva, bezdin shamal mochelim lahen. Because if you do tshuva, bezdin will be mochel. Bezdin shamal will be mochel. You could get out of your Kares, so getting Malkus might only be one aveira. Chayvi misas bezdin, ain't no bichlal Malkus. Arboim. Chayvi misas bezdin, you can't get out of it. Shemasu tshuva, ain't bezdin shamal mochelim lahen. We've discussed in the past, maybe we'll have a separate, the Ian Shear on this, why there's no tshuva by Chayvi misas Bezdin. Why Bezdin Shamal does not accept Shuva? But you can't get out of it. So that's why if you get Malkus, you're going to end up getting two punishments. No good. Rabbi Yitzchak Amar, a third Chita. So that's why our Mishnah is like Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yitzchak Amar, Chayvi Krisis Bechlal Hayu. Really, Chayvi Krisis were included in all the Toevas listed in the Torah. V'lama Yatzis Kareis Bachoso. Why does the Torah repeat Chayvi Kareis by the Isser of Achoso? Rashi quotes the Psukim. Laduna v'kareis v'loba Malkus. To say that you only get Kareis and no Malkus. So it's the third Shita. Even by Chayvi Krisis, you don't get Malkus. Either even by Chayvi Misas Bezdin, or not even by Kareis, or in the middle, Rabbi Akiva, you get it by Kareis and not by Misas Bezdin. My time at Rabbi Yishmael. Why does Rabbi Yishmael say you get both? Because the pasuk says in Moshe Shmar La'asos is called the Rei Torah Azos. If you don't keep all of the Torah, Tichziv Hifl Hashem Es Makoscha, and it says that Hashem will be mafle your makos. What does the word mafle mean? Haflazu in yodeyamahu. I don't know what the word hafla means. Kshu Omer v'hi pilu hashofet v'hi kol lefanav. Use the lashon hafla by makos. Havi Omer haflazu makosi. It's makos. Tichziv. It is right after the pasuk of in Moshe Shmar La'asos es kol haTorah v'chulu. That's Rabbi Yishmael's makar. It says, Kol HaTorah gets Malkus. So it must be even Chayvi Misas Bezdin get Malkus. Says the Gemara Yahachi, Chayvi Asei Nami. If you're being medayik in the pasuk of every din in the Torah, so what about a Chayvi Asei? If I don't put on tefillin, I should get Malkus. It's not true. If I have a mevatel and I say, there is no punishment. So doesn't Rabbi Yishmael say, by everything? So Imlo Tishmark Siv, Kidder Rabbi Avin Amar Rabbi Loi. No, it says a motishmar. If you don't do something, lashon of shmira is only by a losase. Dover Rabbi Avin Amar Rabbi Loi. Kol makom shenamar he shomer pen va'au eino elo losase. That's why you don't include ases. Ihachi. So I'll still ask you. According to Rabbi Shmuel, again, everything's included. All averus. Lav shein bo ma'isa nami. What about a lav shein bo ma'isa? Lav that doesn't have an action with it. We know you don't get malchus. Why not? So la'asos ksif. Because the word says la'asos, to do. You have to have done it by a lav shei mamaisa. Lav shei nitik la'asei nami. We could have a shiur on each one of these. Lav shei nitik la'asei, a lav that can be fixed by an asei. No, sir. There's an issa d'araisa to leave over the karban. But if you did, the mitzvah asei to burn it. There's an issa d'araisa to steal. But if you did, peishas l'xei l'asher gozal. There's no malchus by any of those. Why not? According to Rabbi Shmuel, it should all be included. So dum yad lav dechasima. No, all malchus have to be similar to the lav of muzzling. In Kiseitze, the source of malchus is right next to losachsum sharbadisho, right next to the lav of muzzling, so we learn out, all chiva malchus have to be like the lav of muzzling. The lav of muzzling is not a lav anita klase, so that's why you don't get malchus for a lav anita klase. Hashadasis lahaki, and once we say that, you might as well say it on the previous line, kulhunami dum yedolav de chasima. They all have to be like lav of chasima. I never saw, I'm sure it's there, we gotta look for it. Why is Dafka, what's the unique about the lav of Chasima? That's what's chosen to be juxtaposed next to Malkus. This is quoted, this is the source quoted all over. It has to be Dumi de lav de Chasima. What is it about the lav of Chasima that's unique that the Torah chose that one? We gotta do some research on that. But it has to be Dumya de lav de Chasima. Says the Gemara, that was all Rabbi Yishmael. So he includes it by L'chala Torah Azos, and right after that, V'hifla. Rabbi Akiva, my time, what's the source for Rabbi Akiva that you don't get it by Chayvi Mises Bezdin? Pashut, Kimlei, K'dei Rishaso, Mishim Rishachas, Adam Achayva, V'yed Adam Achayva, Mishim Shtei Rishayos. You only get one punishment. For Rabbi Yishmael, does he hold of Kimlei? Hani Mili Misa Umamon, O Malkus Umamon. No, he has Kimlei. Misa Umamon, Umalkus and Mamon. Avo Misa Umalkus? Misa arichtahi. But by Misa and Malkus, whipping somebody is the first step of killing him. It's all in the same category. It's physical punishment. Physical punishment, it's all in the same category. That's not a violation of Kimlei. If you remember, back in Sanhedrin, we had on Daf Yud, explaining the Shita, that Malkus also requires a Bezdin of 23. The Gemara says, Malkus b'makam Misa omedes. Rashi there says, Kiva de'avar alas haras boro, ra'uy hu lamus. Says Rashi, since he violated an Avera, he's fitting to die. Umisa zu knas alava, kanas alava kasuv, v'hari hu ka'achas min hamisos. That's Rashi's definition there. What's amazing is that I saw, once it's pointed out, it's Pashut. Who's the Shita over there on Daf Beis in Sanhedrin that says Malkus gets 23? That's Rabbi Yishmael. Same Shita. Rabbi Yishmael here, he's the one that says Malkus and Misa are connected. Weiter a little bit. Rabbi Akiva. So back to Rabbi Akiva. Ihaki, if it's true, Chayvi Krisas Nami. So let's talk about Rabbi Akiva. They only get one punishment. What about Chayvi Krisas? What'd he say? My Amrish, he must do tshuva. Hashem Yis Lo'avdi. But he didn't do tshuva yet. Right now, all things remaining equal, they give him Malkus, and then he's going to be Chayv Karis. He didn't do tshuva yet. So how can you take that chance? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give him Karis. How can we give him Malkus? So Amr Rabbi Avohu, Beferish Rips a Torah, Chayvi Krisas Lo'Malkus. You're right. Forget that svara, there's a special riboy, special din of krisus, riboy of Torah for Malkus. De gamar le'enei mi le'enecha. You learn out le'enei from le'enecha. So by avodas kochavim, and just like avodas zara, so too, you compare it to chayvi krisus. So maska v'lo rav abba bar mar moliachi chayvi misas bez dinami, nigmere me'enei mi le'enecha. You have similar words there. Rashi quotes all the psukim. So Gemara said, no, dunin le'ene mi le'enecha, ve'in dunin me'ene mi le'enecha. You have two lamids. It's more similar that the two lamids that have the mem in there. The Gemara says, my nafkamina, what do you have to be so exact for? Xerah Shava, you don't have to be so exact. V'atarta the verbi Yishmael, v'shava kohen uba kohen. When it says, by the kohen, checking out a house that has saras, he goes and he comes. So we darshan, zuhi shiva, zuhi bia. We darshan, the same halacha should apply when he goes to the house, then when he leaves the house. And we learn out, there's an extra week in there that's not written in Torah Shavachsav, that you allow the house to be nisgar before you have to destroy the house. So you compare v'shava and uba, different words. So what's the big deal? Don't focus so much on the words le'ene me'ene. You should be able to learn the Xerah Shava. V'od ligmar me'ene mi le'ene ta'gomer le'ene mi le'enecha. Right? Look, le'ene mi le'enecha aren't the exact same words either. So you should be able to have a little flexibility in terms of the words. So therefore, we're back to the question. Why doesn't he even learn it for Chayvei Misa's Bezdin? So Gemara says, Kibla minei Reb Shmuel b'Rav Yitzchak. He accepted the complaint, and therefore he comes up with the following source for Rabbi Akiva. Kedei Rishaso, Mishim Rishachas, Atta Machayva, Vieta Machayva, Mishim Shtei Rishayos, Berisha HaMasura Lebez, and Akasim Adaber. When it says Risha in the Torah, it's referring to a Risha that's inflicted by Bezdin. That's the drasha. Risha does not mean something that has to do with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's Risha Achas Atta Machayva. That is why Kimlei applies to Chayvi Misa's Bezdin. You only could get one punishment, but Chayvi Krisas, you could get two. I just saw one of the Achronim note, the fact that this is, quotes the Shla HaKadosh. The Shla says, why do we call it a Gzeira Shava and not a Mila Shava? What an obvious question. Why is it what's a Gzeira Shava? What about a Mila Shava? So the Shla HaKadosh says, because it's not always a Mila Shava. V'shavu ba, right here. It's not always a Mila Shava. Sometimes it's different words. So that's why you have to have a different, larger term to include for this law. That's why it's called the Gzeira Shava. It's called the Gzeira Shava, and that's what Kadosh Baruch Hu said, that you have to compare these contexts. Okay, we'll have to stop here, and Be'ez Hashem, we will continue Be'ez Hashem tomorrow. The Ian Shear, hopefully, as of yesterday, it was up, the issue of Knossos is up on OU.org, and the Parsha Shir also was put up there. Hopefully it's up there by now. Parsha Chukas. Okay.